I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is all about commonly mispronounced words. So if you are a regular listener to the podcast, then you might have heard me do an episode or two about commonly mispronounced words. It's where I look at some of the most difficult words for non-natives to pronounce. And today I have five more words for you. And I'm going to spell the word. I want you to write it down and then try to pronounce it. And then I will tell you the correct pronunciation of the word. Okay, so the first word is this. T-H-O-U-G-H-T. How do we pronounce that word? Number two, P R O N U N C I A T I O N. Number three, F E B R U A R Y. Number four, D E F I N I T E L Y. And number five, A C H E. Okay, so those are the five words. If you didn't quite hear the spelling of the words, just go back, listen again, write it down again so that you have the correct word that I'm looking for. And then just think for a moment, maybe pause the podcast and look at the words and try to pronounce them and let's see if you've got it right. Okay, so let's take a look at the pronunciation of these words. The first word is thought, thought, which is the past tense of think. And it's a very common ending sound to lots of irregular verbs in the past, like bought and caught and taught, fought. But the important thing here is that you correctly pronounce the T at the end of these words. The T is there for a reason. We pronounce it. So, yeah, in this word, you've got that letter G, but we don't pronounce that. We do pronounce the T at the end. So it must be strong. Thought. Okay, the second one. Well, I've said it a couple of times already in this episode. It is pronunciation. Pronunciation. Not pronunciation. Now, the verb is to pronounce, but the noun is pronunciation. Pronunciation. Okay, number three, it's the second month of the year, and it's pronounced February, February. Now, it is pronounced how it looks, February. It's very difficult to pronounce, even for natives, and I'll be honest with you, many people, probably including myself, actually mispronounce and have always mispronounced this word. We tend to ignore the R, the first R. So if you listen to a native pronounce this word, they will probably say February, not Febru, but Febu, February. It doesn't really matter too much. No one will comment that you're pronouncing it wrong, or not many people at least. So the correct, the very, very correct pronunciation is February. But as I say, a lot of people say February, February. Okay, the next one. Definitely. Definitely. Now listen for the way that this word flows when I say it. Definitely. Not definitely. That E at the end, where it's T-E-L-Y. We really don't really pronounce it. We don't say telly, then definitely. No, definitely, definitely. So really just remove that E, definitely. And the final word is ache. And this word we often attach to another, headache, or stomach ache, or back ache. It's a word to use when you have pain in certain areas of your body. And in this word, you have that weird H, but we don't say H, we say ache. So the letter H, we ignore, and it's got a K sound. So ache, headache, stomach ache, tooth ache. A-C-H-E is ache. Okay, so hopefully you have learnt a few words and how to pronounce them there. I recommend that you go back and listen to previous podcasts. They're all called commonly mispronounced words. Hopefully they won't be too difficult to find, and you will see if there and hear if there are any words which you find difficult or you don't know how to pronounce. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. And remember, if you have any topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're interested in taking some online classes with me, then you can check out my website. You can find all my details there. My website is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.